Genesis chapter 49. And Jacob called to his sons and said, "Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together, and listen, you sons of Jacob, and listen to Israel your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, you shall not excel, because you went up to your father's bed, then you defiled it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brothers. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations, houses, tents. O my soul, do not come into their secret place, to their assembly, my honor. Do not be united, because in their anger they killed a man, and in their self-will they tore down a wall. Cursed is their anger, because it was fierce, and their wrath, anger, judgment, because it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, you are he whom your brothers shall praise. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's children shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion's cub. From the prey, my son, you are gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? The scepter, king's staff, rod shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh the Messiah comes, and to him shall the gathering of the people be. Binding his foal to the vine, and his donkey's colt to the choice vine, he washed his clothes in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Zebulun shall live at the haven of the sea, and he shall be for a haven of ships, and his border shall be to Zidon. Issachar is a strong donkey couching down between two burdens. And he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant to tribute. Dan shall judge his people, as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a snake, by the way, a snake in the path, that bites the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backwards. I have waited for your salvation, O Lord Jehovah. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Out of Asher his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali is a deer let loose, he gives good words. Joseph is a fruitful branch, even a fruitful branch by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him, and shot at him, and hated him. But his bow lived in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel, even by the God of your father, who shall help you, and by the Almighty, who shall bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies under, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The blessings of your father have prevailed above the blessings of my ancestors to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him who is separate from his brothers. Benjamin shall be ravenous as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father spoke to them, and blessed them. Every one according to his blessing he blessed them. And he charged them, and said to them, "I am to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite for a possession of a burial place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife, there they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife, and there I buried Leah. The purchase of the field and of the cave that is in it was from the children of Heth." And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed, and yielded up the spirit, and was gathered to his people.